Today, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about what you can expect when you first start to make the switch to clean eating. Make no mistake, if you're used to eating a lot of processed foods, the transition to eating clean will take some focus. I'm not saying it has to be complicated, just that you will have to make certain allowances as you adjust your lifestyle to this new way of eating. Patience is key. The first thing you may notice is that your taste buds don't quite agree with your new food choices. This is completely normal. I will give you this example. I was at the farmer's market several years ago when a woman was very loudly stating her opinion that organics are no better and often worse than regular food for nearly twice the price. I asked her why she thought that, and she told me that she had tried an organic peach once and it tasted no different than the peaches she usually buys. But therein lies the problem. You see, if she had eaten nothing but organic peaches for 2 to 3 months and then suddenly one day had eaten a so-called regular peach, she would have indeed noticed a huge difference. The organic peach would have tasted much better than the regular one. Do you know why? Because our taste buds get used to certain things. If we eat peaches with pesticides on them constantly, our taste buds will become immune to the often dead flavor of a so-called regular peach. It's only after eating unsprayed foods for at least several months that our taste buds begin to wake up again. And when they do, we really and truly do taste the difference. It's pretty remarkable, and I'm sure it's no mistake. But don't panic. You don't have to purchase organic foods to eat clean. I'll say more on this in a moment. If you're struggling with making the switch, please understand that it will take time for your taste buds to make the switch to clean eating. The important thing is to stick with it. I have heard from quite a few people over the years that they don't like vegetables or fruit. But if I ask them what foods they grew up with, the usual answer is that they were raised on processed foods. They never got the chance as kids to actually learn to like fruits and vegetables. I mean, if we eat Burger King twice a week for several months, do you really think a burger made at home will taste as good? And if we grew up eating out of a box, jar, or can, do you really think that you'll enjoy all the fruits and vegetables the first day you eat clean? Sadly, no. It does take some time to adjust. So expect it and plan for it. Make sure you have some clean options that you really enjoy. And for those foods you don't enjoy, try preparing them different ways from time to time. If you hate broccoli, it's possible you grew up eating limp, overcooked broccoli all the time. But if you try it either raw or cooked just enough so it still has a little crunch left in it, you may actually like it. But you have to be willing to try it and to experiment with it. Otherwise, you'll never move forward. Another point I want to touch on is that when you first get started, you may feel a little overwhelmed about all those meals you have to cook. Don't. I promise this can be simple, and I will walk you through the steps of keeping it simple. Don't run out and buy exotic, expensive ingredients. Shop the perimeter of the store, buy foods that don't have ingredient labels like fresh produce and lean meats from the butcher's counter, and make sure you evaluate your cart before you check out. Be sure everything in there is real food, not box or package stuff. And speaking of shopping, don't expect your first clean eating shopping trip to be an easy breezy experience. It could be, of course, but many people find themselves staring at nutrition labels and getting really frustrated because they suddenly realize they don't know what to buy to replace their old foods. But don't panic. I'm going to walk you through that too. So hang in there with me. In my next audio, I will define clean eating and talk about some of the different approaches to clean eating and how to figure out how to make this work for you and your life. I'm also going to touch more on the question of buying organics or not buying organics. So stay tuned.